branding, experience, conversation, promotion. Powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power, power to the power. Small business.
Well, hello, stranger. Yes, I'm back. Hi, this is Jay Arrett of The Marketing Spot. First thing I want to do is apologize. Where have I been lately? It's been a little bit of an odyssey. By the way, today's topic is WordPress and content management systems for your website with our guest, Bob Dunn. I'll get to that shortly, but first a quick explanation why the long wait in between episodes of Power to the Small Business. The first quarter of this year, I've been working heavily on my website and putting up a members-only portion of my website called The Entrepreneur's Edge. And so at the beginning of the year, I made a commitment to outsource as much as I can, one of those things being editing and putting together these podcasts, because while they're very rewarding and probably the favorite thing I do is these podcasts, they are very time-consuming to put together. And so I had outsourced the editing of my podcast and tried two different editors. Neither worked out exactly the way I had hoped, and the second one almost disappeared on me. But here we are with this episode, which I did not edit myself. That's what's happening. Now I'll have some thoughts about the future of this program and the website at the end of this episode. But let's get to this episode, because that's why you tuned in, to learn stuff. And we have an excellent guest today on Power to the Small Business from which to learn. He's Bob Dunn. He is a WordPress trainer and coach out of South Puget Sound, Washington. And his website is bobwp.com. Bobwp.com. That's for Bob Dunn. Today we're going to talk about WordPress and a content management system for your website. I'm a big proponent of WordPress. It's a free content management system for your website. It allows you to have complete control over your website whenever you want it, whenever you need it. And we'll get more into that with Bob. There are a couple of others out there. We'll deal with those during the talk also. So let's get to it. Let's talk to my friend Bob Dunn, a WordPress trainer and coach. And we go to the Skype line. We're joining us is Bob Dunn, or at BobWP on Twitter. He has a website, SavvyWP.com, a community of WordPress bloggers and users. Lots of great tutorials there. Hey, Bob, welcome to the big show.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, and appreciate your time here. And topic today with Bob is WordPress. Bob's one of the smartest people I know in WordPress, so I thought it would be appropriate for him to have him on here. And so, Bob, let's just talk about this whole thing of using WordPress for your website. And I want to throw the term out there, content management system, because so often when I say the word WordPress to somebody, the first thing they think about is it's a blog. But really, people who are at least in our marketing space and online and stuff like that, we talk of it as a content management system. Explain, what is a content management system?
Well, basically, it allows you as the user of the blog or the website, I should say, to be able to go in and make edits to your site, whether that's changing content, adding pages, deleting pages, putting in any kind of media as far as video, audio, and photos. This is fairly easy to do in the back end of WordPress, and it makes it where you don't have to rely on a webmaster to basically nickel and dime you to death. And you're able to go in and make, you know, sometimes even as small of a change as a phone number. That's really easy to do in WordPress, and you're able to have more control over your site and go in and make the changes when you need to make the changes.
Yeah, in the old days of websites, right, you hired a website developer. They built your website after several months, and then they had control of your website. If you wanted to update anything, you had to go through them. And now, even now, some of the old-fashioned web designers are still around where maybe they have a little bit of an interface where you can change some basic stuff, but you can't change everything. So this, in the age now, this current day of content management systems, it really gives the entrepreneur control of their website.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is I talk to so many people, and I don't know what's happening, but a lot of people there, they've had a static HTML site built, and their webmaster disappears, and they have no way of getting in there to do anything. I honestly believe there is a planet somewhere where all the webmasters are being beamed to, and I'll know there's some plan there in the long run. But yeah, it's amazing how many people get trapped, and they just can't get in and do anything to their site. They don't have any access to it, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I had a client one time, which really made me dive into WordPress even deeper than I already was. I had a client one time who had had the traditional HTML site built, and, you know, in order for a small business to afford these sites, they have to hire their local web developer, right? Because if you go with some of the big companies, it's going to cost you $5,000 or whatever to build those sites. So typically you hire someone who may do it part-time on the side here locally, right? Or they have a little shop. And then one day they decide they don't want to do website development anymore, and they go off and they do something else. Meanwhile, they've registered your domain name, they have your hosting, and they own total control of your website, and you have nothing. And this client woke up one day, and their website was gone. And they had no email, they had no hosting account, they didn't even own their own domain name. And it took about 3 days to get the website back. 3 days of hard work to get the website back. So WordPress and other content management systems, they take care of that stuff. And I guess the question is, Bob, is how much does it empower a local entrepreneur, a small business owner? How much does WordPress and the other content management systems, do they really empower the local entrepreneur?
You know, I think a lot more than people realize, and especially when you talked about, you know, website versus blog, being able to use a content management system to have more control over. I think it really depends on your, you know, there's comfort level with the technical issues of WordPress and stuff, and some people will dive into it even more. So there's I think kind of the sky's the limit how much you want to get in there. You know, it's a matter of changing pages and stuff, but also there's a lot of people that get so involved in their site that they're able to go in and actually do a lot more, you know, into design, changing the look and stuff. So it's just, and that's basically one of the reasons I moved totally to WordPress, is because I wanted to be able to help people get a site up, but then they could have control over it and they didn't need to rely on me in the long run.
Right. Now, having a WordPress site, now it is possible to put up your own WordPress site. It's possible for almost anybody with some basic technical knowledge now to use WordPress to put up your own website. In fact, I'll tell you a quick little story, Bob. One day I was sitting in Starbucks with a client, and we came up with the idea for a microsite to feed into his main site. And start to finish, we decided to time ourselves to see how long it would take. So start to finish, it took us 19 minutes. We didn't from registering the domain name to putting up the hosting account to installing WordPress and to getting up a couple of basic pages on the website. It took us 19 minutes start to finish to build a website.
Right. Yeah. And it is. You can really get a simple framework up quick. You know, and then what's the beauty of it is you can get something up quick, and then you've got the room. The room for growth and to make your site even more dynamic and, you know, spend more time with it. But, and a lot of the hosting companies now allow or actually have one click installs of WordPress, which really helps as far as the initial installation of the software onto your server or onto your host.
But that doesn't necessarily mean, because you can do it, that you want to do it, or maybe even that you should do it. What do you think is the criteria, for whether or not you should go it alone, just go ahead and install your own WordPress site, or look for a WordPress developer to install, to build your site for you?
You know, what I recommend to people first is to go to WordPress.com. I mean, if you're not under a lot of pressure time-wise, to go there and open up an account, and I call it a sandbox to play in. You can go in there and kind of get comfortable with it and see how the back end works. And once you've done that, I think you get a good idea of whether you want to really, you know, pursue something yourself or actually have a designer or a developer. I think there's, you know, how much you want it customized. And as far as the content, you know, there's so many elements to a site that getting a site up is just kind of the first step. But I think that I would say generally most people I work with try it initially by themselves, but I would say at least half of those at some point need help because it's, you know, they don't want to spend the time. And for it is a time consuming thing in the initial setup. I mean, you know, to get it to where you want it to be. So you got to look at how much time you have available to yourself. And again, getting in there, playing around with it. Are you real comfortable with it? Or would you rather have somebody? I think a lot of people prefer hiring somebody, get it set up, and then they can take and run with it. And they can do the management from here on in.
Yeah, and just to clarify for the listeners, WordPress.com is the blogging platform, the free blogging platform, and WordPress.org is where you can find the software that's the full website content management system. It's still free, but there it's a different platform. WordPress.com is for blogging, and then WordPress.org is where you can own everything, and it's your stuff.
Right, right. And I think I've done that, and I've seen a lot of people get confused because of the WordPress.com versus WordPress.org. So I've actually gone to saying, you know, you go to WordPress.com, get the free blog, or you actually self-host your site on some server like Bluehost or HostGator, and then you install the software there. So because I've actually a little story, I had a client whose developer was a, you know, regular website developer, and he insisted that her site would be on WordPress.org, and he would not give up. And finally, I had to explain it to them both, kind of clarify that a little bit, because some people do. They really think it's going to be over there, and they don't realize, like you said, they're just taking the software from that site and using it.
Okay, so let's go through the basics then. Let's see if we can clarify this for people if they decide, I want to test out this WordPress website. And let's just take them like through the basic steps of getting this up. What would you say? Obviously, you do need a domain name. That's the first step. But then take us from there. What would be step number two after you own your own domain name?
You would want to, you know, find some good hosting. Do ask around. I think hosting is really big for as far as getting a host for your website, your WordPress website, because a lot of them will add or actually give you a lot more support through WordPress than others. So do ask. I say first find a good host, and that would be your next step. And then I think once you get it set up, it's the matter of finding a theme that works for you. And the theme, you know, is basically the template, how it looks. And sometimes that can be very easy, and sometimes that can be a little challenging because with thousands and thousands of themes out there. But, you know, you might want to start with something simple and build from there.
Okay, let's go back to the hosting first, because okay. I think this is an important thing because sometimes people get locked into these hosting contracts that are not really that great for them. So you're into WordPress. You know which are some of the hosting companies that offer some good WordPress hosting. Are there a couple that you can recommend?
You know, I recommend HostGator and Bluehost. They're both, I've had clients on both of them. Their support's fantastic. They have 24/7 chat, and they actually will answer WordPress questions if you have a technical issue. A lot of other hosts will kind of, you know, shy it off and say, oh, that's third-party software. We can't help you with that. And those two are, and they're very affordable, and they're you know, overall very consistent.
Yeah, and one of the cool things of things like HostGator and Bluehost, and I've been on Bluehost for several years now, is that you can do what's called shared hosting, and you can get one account, say, for about $95 a year, but you can host multiple websites on that one same account.
Right, right. You can do, as I think it's almost unlimited the amount of websites. So yeah, that's another great reason.
Okay, that's hosting. Now let's get this issues to themes, because WordPress itself is kind of like a framework, an architecture for you to manage your content on, but the visual part of it and the structure of it is provided by what's called the theme, right? Kind of explain themes to us a little bit, WordPress themes.
Yeah, it's basically some themes are, I call them kind of out of the box when you're looking at the setup. If you go and look at a demo of a theme and how it looks, that's going to be, you know, basically think this is how your site is going to look, you know, you'll have to do any really serious customization or changes to it might be more than you want. And then some themes are actually, like you said, framework, where you kind of build it from the ground up. And I think the big difference in these themes is whether you choose to find a free theme out there, which there are literally thousands, or you actually pay a price for a premium theme. So you just, yeah, you look at it as a template, and everybody kind of understands template more. And a theme is actually a collection of templates. So the front page may have a certain look, but the inside pages may have a different look as far as the layout and how many columns, etc.
What's the criteria for choosing either a free or a premium theme?
You know, as far as a free theme, I think there's a lot of people that use them for a really straightforward little blog. You could start out that way. The switching to another theme can either be, you know, a bit of work or a lot of work. I think the biggest advantage is to premium themes, and they're not that expensive. A lot of them are anywhere from $70 to $90 one-time cost, is that those themes are kept updated. So when WordPress actually updates its software, if there's any issues, those themes keep up with those WordPress updates. And secondly, the huge part is you get a lot better support with premium themes. Most of them have forums. You can go in and ask questions if you have issues. So I don't think you're really paying so much for the actual theme as much as for those updates and support. And those two in the long run are huge, especially the support.
You and I are on the same premium theme. Are you not on Headway?
Yeah. And another thing that premium themes, a lot of them allow you a lot more customization than a lot of the free themes. So you can get it to look more like you want. Yeah, and Headway's a great one. I like, I kind of recommend Headway, Genesis, which is StudioPress. There's some great themes there. iThemes is really good, and WooThemes. Those are the four that I've used most, and the ones that I've had the best luck with as far as, you know, just stability and support.
Yeah, those are the most prominent. Now, we're on Headway, and if people would look at your website and then look at mine, and they'd say, wow, those are two different looking websites right there. And those, some of these themes, for instance, Headway, you would probably need the help of a developer or need to be really smart about WordPress yourself, right?
Right. And Headway is, you know, you can do a lot with Headway without having to know coding, but it's built in a way that it does have a huge learning curve. So it's just, you don't open it and it just says, hey, do this, and it, bam, it happens quickly. So I would say Headway's one that's a lot more that you can do without having to understand code. There's a lot more customization. The other three, yeah, if you want really serious customization or to, you know, even get through the features each one of these themes have, you need either support by a developer or support at least by the videos and stuff that the theme providers, you know, have on their sites.
Let's make it real simple for our listeners here. If blank, you should choose a free theme. If blank, you might want to consider a premium theme.
I think if you want a real simple basic site, you're kind of testing at first, it might even be as simple as just a little blog and you're not sure if you want a blog, then I say go for a free theme. If this is a website that is for your business, it's going to be a huge marketing tool for your business, or it's a blog that's going to be a huge marketing tool, I really recommend going to a premium theme, because again, in the long run, it's just going to pay off a lot better and do more for you.
And when you think about it, I mean, we used to pay, gosh, several hundred, even more than $1,000 for a website to set up, and you can get a premium theme for, like you said, I've seen them anywhere from $49 to $90. I mean,
exactly.
That's cheap. That's cheap
yeah.
to pay.
Yeah, and that includes updates, too, and stuff, so that's a one-time cost.
Okay, let's talk plugins here, because once you learn a little bit about WordPress and then you create your site, whether or not you get a premium theme, you start learning about plugins. And what are plugins in WordPress, Bob?
You know, technically what they are they are pieces of code that integrate with WordPress and add functionality and make it more robust. Yeah, but I like to think of it as just added little elements to increase, basically, it's anything. What's kind of confusing is plugins and widgets, because they're kind of different, but they're kind of the same, and some plugins actually create widgets, and the widgets are, a lot of the plugins create widgets, and those are the things you see on the sidebar of websites, like your constant contact sign up, your recent posts, it might be even a little podcast plugin on the side. So they're just something that you add to add more functionality to your site.
Yeah, they're like little tools that,
right.
You know, a lot of them add little cool stuff to your site, right?
Exactly. And there's, you can find almost a widget or plugin that just about does anything. There's so many of them out there.
Give me your top five plugins for small business websites, whether they be premium or free, because just like themes, right, there's premium plugins and there are free plugins too, right?
Right. And primarily most of them are free. And my first one is Akismet, Akismet. And that usually comes with WordPress. And that's yours. This one is necessarily only if you have a blog, but if you do have a blog, it's for catching spam. So it's really important. It works really well. It used to be a free plugin, and now they are charging a small fee for it, but it does stop the spam really good. My other one is, and this one is for any kind of site you have. It's called Google XML Sitemap. And it's something, all you have to do is install it once and activate it. And what it does is it builds a sitemap in the background that Google can actually index your pages. So it's one that once you set it up, you don't have to mess with it at all. It's very easy to just activate, get it going. But it's very important because it really helps Google to find your pages and your website. And for SEO or search engine optimization, I've used All-in-One SEO quite a bit. And that one's really been, you know, it's probably one of the more popular ones. It's free. But again, there's a lot of the themes that are coming out, like Headway and Genesis, and a lot of those have built-in SEO or search engine optimization settings, so you don't need to install that plugin. So it's good if you're particular theme doesn't have those options built in. Another one is WordPress is very important because of all the updating and all the changes you make to be constantly backing up your site. And if you're comfortable with using an FTP client like FileZilla and you're able to pull, you know, files off and actually store them on your computer, you can back up your files that way. But you will need to back up your database also. And if then what your database actually holds is all your content. So every post you've ever written, every page you've ever written is in your database. And there's a plugin called WPDB Backup. And you can actually schedule it to back up your database once a day or once a week. And it'll kind of compress a little file and email it to you, and you can just store it somewhere safely on your computer. But if you want a really easy plugin to backup, Backup Buddy, that's at iThemes.com, is a premium plugin, and I think it costs like about $43 a year. And it will actually backup your WordPress files, everything, your database in a nice little package, and you can then just go ahead and move that over, that zip file or all those files somewhere else, and either store it on your computer or somewhere else, you know, in another service that you have for backup. And finally, one of my favorite ones is Gravity Forms. And I don't know if you use that, Jay,
yep,
or not.
I do use it.
Yep. Yeah. It's just an incredible, flexible, powerful way to create forms on your site. And I think forms are kind of underused. And even if you're, you know, you may find other ways to use it for questionnaires, but it's a premium one. And I think it costs like $39 a year, but you can create just really dynamic forms that people can fill out and stuff. And it's just a lot of these plugins sometimes break. And I've used forms plugins in the past that have been free, and they just quit working. And there's nothing worse than somebody contacting you and saying, I've been trying to send you a you know, did you get it? And you're thinking, oh, how long has this been broken? And Gravity Forms is very reliable.
Yeah, when you think about it, those things, it's sometimes just better to pay that premium fee. I've used Gravity Forms, and it's a great way to collect email addresses, have people sign up. I use it to distribute my free ebook. And you can use it as a contact form, just lots of good uses. Here's another advantage also, Bob, with going with a WordPress developer, because sometimes they have these developer licenses for things like Gravity Forms and Backup Buddy and even Headway. Those things, they don't cost you extra because the developer has already kind of paid the extra for you, and then they can include them in their site, in your site, when they develop your site.
Right. You know, when I've actually created sites, I will tell people I'll use a developer license, but I do at the same time say at some point you may want to buy your own license, or I kind of encourage them to do that, because if I, you know, get beamed to that planet with all the other webmasters and they want to update or they want to get some support, if they have their own license, they'll be able to do that. And if I suddenly disappear and they've used my developer's license, some of these themes won't allow you to go in unless you own your own license. So it's kind of something you have to weigh in the beginning. But I've, you know, even to help some businesses that are on a tight budget, I'll say, let me use my developer's license. We'll get you up and running. But at some point, I encourage you to buy a license yourself.
Good advice there. Well, Bob, what are some final words of wisdom you have for our listeners about moving to WordPress as a website content management system?
You know, again, it's fantastic as far as having more control over your site. Maybe WordPress isn't, you know, the choice for everybody. But I just say, you know, especially get in there, play around with it, talk to people that are using it, you know, and even my own little plug on our membership site, we have a free level where you can go in and we have some free videos that can give you some basic startup. Just, you know, find resources out there that will help support you along the way if you need it. But I would definitely say, for the small business owner, this, you know, WordPress is really a good direction. And just one final thing, the thing when you're self-hosting, there's a lot of services out there now, even WordPress.com, Blogger, all these other ones, and people that provide these very inexpensive websites, they're basically on their server and you're paying them a monthly service, or if it's free, it's just on their server. So in reality, that could shut down at any moment, that particular service. And there goes your site. So being able to self-host it, take the software, put it on a host, you have control, you have ownership. And that's, I think, the biggest, you know, issue nowadays is do you really own it? So I think, you know, that's the best route to go in the end, is to actually self-host it and know that it's in your hands and stuff.
Bob, if people would like to know more about WordPress and your services, where can they find you on the web?
They can go to bobwp.com. That's bobwp.com, and that's where I have all my training and my one-on-one coaching and training available.
Bob, we appreciate you sharing your WordPress wisdom with us today on Power to the Small Business. Okay, thanks, Bob. Lots of good stuff there about your website, about WordPress, and about taking control of the content you own. It's yours. Take complete control of it. I'll have show notes, complete show notes, and links on the website, powertothesmallbusiness.com, if you're listening to the show in iTunes. So what about the show? What's going to happen to Power to the Small Business? It's going to change. I don't know exactly how yet, but it's going to change. So keep your subscription right here, whether you're getting this through the website or through iTunes or through Podomatic. Just stay tuned right here. I'm not going to change anything without advance notice. It's time to change and update this podcast. And one of the things is I need to break free from Podomatic because I'm a little bit of a prisoner there. So expect the feed to change, the feed location to change at some point in the future. And I'll give you plenty of notice for that to happen. The episodes will start coming on a regular basis again, every 2 weeks, as has been my habit in the past. So within 2 weeks, you'll see another episode within your iTunes feed or on the website at powertothesmallbusiness.com. I've got lots of things rolling around in my head about this show, maybe even going to a combination video and audio show, but we'll see what happens. And when I know, you'll know.
Meantime, hey, go to my website, themarketingspot.com. Coming very soon will be the Entrepreneur's Edge. I promise it's coming soon. I've been working on it for 4 months. Okay, someday I might do an episode about that. But it's just about here. I'll be putting content up on my special premium members-only site. It's going to be true to my mission, which is educating entrepreneurs. It will be learning courses. It will teach you marketing. It will give you insights in tools and resources, but most importantly, teach you the fundamentals of marketing to turn you from an entrepreneur into a marketer. So please check it out and subscribe to my feed at The Marketing Spot so you know when we'll officially launch the Entrepreneur's Edge, a special learning resource center for small business owners and entrepreneurial businesses. And that's at themarketingspot.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you go to the podcast website, which is powertothesmallbusiness.com. Subscribe to the feed in iTunes, which is the easiest way to do it, or just subscribe to the website feed, and there you go. And whenever a new episode is published, it'll come directly to you without your effort. The internet, it's a wonderful thing, right? My name is Jay Arrett. Thanks for listening. Be awesome and power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Mary Lynn at The Big Success Podcast, BIGGSuccess.com.